you come back.
Okay,
awesome. All right, thank you.
Okay. No problem. So it's a walking and talking. So thank you very much, Mr. Chiraro. So first of all, what does a typical day for you look like, out of curiosity?
Yeah.
I'm well, getting you into that space where you're walking in the car.
No, it's interesting. Typical day, 8 o'clock, let me start by telling you that I exercise three or four times a day, a week. I get up, I do my exercise in the morning, I take a shower, you know, at 9 o'clock I'm running around events, community events, talking with people and meetings that I have to take care of. And like today I already have four meetings.
Oh wow.
So and I have to go to Albany now.
Yeah.
So I mean short meetings because I have to go to Albany. But usually it's take an hour and a half some of these meetings. The beauty of this is that this is a part time job.
Oh, it's really
however
you could have fooled me with a description.
Yeah. However, I love it so much that I do it full time. For two reasons. One, because I love it, really, you know. And two, because there is a community out there that is a need representation. And when I say the needs, basically the Latino community,
yeah,
which has been underrepresented for so long. But, you know, but that's what I'm here for, to try to change that perception and that the government is there for them, not just there for the government, but we have to be there for them.
What's the political representation been like for the Latin community, like in, say, the last 10, 20 years? And what
we lack representation because, as you can see, Yonkers, for example, we have 70,000 Latinos in Yonkers, which is 35% of the population. You imagine only one representative. I know that the rest of the elected officials, actually, they pay attention to the needs of the community because it's very diverse, and that's the beauty of Yonkers. So we love what we do, personally, myself.
Is this one of the reasons why you got into politics, the underrepresentation?
Yeah, actually, yes. I mean, the party was looking for a Latino who has been involved in the community, who is likable and electable, of course. Also. And they found me, and I said, okay. I went to my family. I went to the community to ask them for questions. Why do you see me as a politician now? Do you think I can do a good job? And says no. Some of them says, no, Wilson, you're doing a tremendous job. Don't get in politics. It's crazy. Politics is wrong. And others were also, more than happy to see that, you know, that I can pursue that career. And I did. So I came from the business community, from the, you know, community organizer into the council. And I love it. I mean, it's been great. People see a difference now. And that's what I like. I mean, I like them. They're so welcome and humble that I'm trying to help them as much as I can.
What's the greatest nightmare you've ever faced as council member?
One of the greatest nights?
What is the greatest nightmare? Or perhaps the greatest night? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if you talk about nightmare, I love this so much that I don't feel like anything is a nightmare. if you tell me that there are difficult votes to take, so sometimes, especially during the budget time, that's one of the most difficult ones, and one of the most excited moments because you're making a decision for the whole city, then, and making sure that we have enough resources for the municipality and then enough resources for the school system, and find a way to maintain programs that are important. And at the same time, trying to balance the budget, and then you have enough resources to do it. You know, it's an exciting time, you know, making sure that you have enough police to protect you and enough firefighters to protect you, and then enough teachers to make sure that the students are getting the best education possible. So it's an exciting time. It's very exciting. It's good. You make your mind work harder, and it's great.
Well, what's the hardest compromise you've ever had to make to get a deal through?
Wow. I don't know, it's been so diverse. It's been like sometimes four votes, sometimes three votes. One of the most difficult ones, and you know, one of the, I don't know, I don't think it that way. I think that I'm gonna make something that is important to make it happen in this city. Like yesterday, we called this special meeting to vote for a project that I believe is very important for the city, and it's going to create jobs, you know, temporary jobs, permanent jobs, and the people of the city are the one who's going to benefit. Like the Teamsters are going to build housing complex, and only four of us voted for the project. Five, but there was a discussion about it. And at the end, some people just crossed line and said, yes, I'm going to vote for it. And they did. So that was really convincing, because at the end of the day, you see that the project is actually good. You convince them that it's something that you need to do to make sure that the vision of the city move forward. But I don't look at it as the more difficult, as the more easiest one. I just look each one of them independently and how important it would be for the city. And for our constituents, of course.
And what's taking you to Albany right now?
And we have the Somos El Futuro Conference, the Puerto Rican Hispanic Somos El Futuro Conference. We gather every year all of the Latinos elected officials and any elected officials whatsoever, and all the not-for-profit organizations and the churches. We all go to Albany to gather and talk about Latinos issues that are affecting us and those that we need to continue to focus on and lose focus, like immigration, which is very important for us, for all of us. And I think that would be something that is going to make not just Latinos, but I think any immigrants who happen to be here, not just Latino. And people think that when they think about immigration, they think about Latino, which is not the case. We have a lot of Irish and Jewish people who are immigrants here who has need to be recognized and need to be brought back to light, and so they'd be able to contribute better for our system.
And that 8 o'clock exercise routine, is this what gives you limitless patience with people?
It gave me a lot of patience. It gave me a lot of energy for the whole day. It's something that I've been doing since I was 8 years old, running back and forth. I was a baseball player, and I play basketball. And yes, it relaxed me. It gave me more patience, more peace with myself. And that's one of the quietest moments. And when I'm also reading gave me a lot of quiet time and allowed me to focus better.
But how do you deal with the frustration of gridlock? I mean, that's got to drive you nuts sometimes.
Yes, no, I have a master's degree in counseling and education with psychology. And I use those tools towards myself, because it's important. And since I was young, I've been a leader in the church, in the baseball team that I was part of.
People look to you,
vice president. Yes.
Yeah.
When I came here from college, I was the president of the Latin American Student Association, then chair or the chairman of the Mercy College Hispanic Scholarship Dinner Dance. Dinner committee, and those things taught me how to deal with people, whether it is rich, poor, or in the middle, whether it is high educated, low education, whether it's a child, whether it's an adult, whether it's a middle or young, and have learned how to deal with these situations, and I think that experience has given me that important tools to be able to understand people in that specific moment, and also to be able to react fast to issues that need to be taken care of right away. So and that's that ability, all together, that has given me that peace and peace of mind to make sure that I made the right decision every time I try to take it.
Great. Thanks very much. Can I just take a quick picture?